91X News.
It's 8 degrees and cloudy at 4 o'clock. From the QNET Newsroom, good afternoon. I'm Olivia Waldreth. Emergency repairs will take place tonight for a water main break in Trenton. Early this morning, near the corner of Nicholas Street and Water Street, a water main broke, affecting water services on the west side of the Trent River. Residents and businesses in this area may notice discolored water and air in the water line as they work to flush the entire system, though the city of Quinte West says the water is still safe to drink. Affected areas include Telephone Road, Stockdale Road, and adjacent subdivisions, as well as the area leading up to McCurdy Chevrolet Buick. The repairs start at 10 p.m. tonight, and there will be lane restrictions at the intersection of Nicholas Street and Water Street. Trenton Street is still closed from Frankford Crescent to the roundabout while crews work to repair damage after a truck crashed, causing damage to the road. Around 5:45 p.m. yesterday, the truck hit San Rails Bridge, which damaged the bridge and caused concrete to fall onto the street. All four lanes of the road are closed until further notice. Hannah Brown is a spokesperson for Quinte West.
We don't have any updates at this time. The Trenton Street is still closed from Frankford Crescent to the roundabout, all four lanes. I'm hoping that we're going to get some information on the timeline for the repairs and the reopening of the road sometime today.
Engineers from CN Rail have inspected the damage and all train traffic over the bridge has been stopped. The city of Quinte West are advising everyone to avoid the area until it is reopened. No one was injured in the collision. Two local real estate agents are getting ready for a long journey to help raise money for a good cause. Ryan Pettigrew has the story.
Lorraine O'Quinn and her husband Tom are preparing to trek across 100 kilometers of the Sahara Desert this month to fundraise for the Three Oaks Shelter in Belleville. O'Quinn says she's motivated because she wants to help women and children who are escaping domestic violence.
It's really hard for me to wrap my head around the fact that some women go home and they're afraid at night. Like, you're supposed to be able to go home to your house and be in a safe haven. Like, this is your place where you can just let it all out, you know, to the people that you love, and your spouse is supposed to be one of those people.
Most of the money goes to the shelter, while 20% of it will go to the Royal LePage Shelter Foundation, a company charity that helps shelters across the country. This will be the O'Quinn's third trek. They have done Machu Picchu and Iceland, both times raising over $10,000 each trek. A large part of participating in a challenge like this is the preparation. O'Quinn says doing things like this pushes her physically and helps her keep an active lifestyle.
And having something to give you purpose to continue to be active and to get out. And like, for example, you know, we were out yesterday morning, and this morning did 10K each morning, and it's probably not something I would have done had I not been going to the desert. So I think it helps keep you in shape too. It's, you know, try to keep your cardio up.
To date, the O'Quinns have raised nearly $11,000 and are still hoping for more donations. They leave on November 15th. Ryan Pettigrew, QNET News, Belleville.
Some of the deceased, like, they can speak volumes. If you really, really look at things, like, I was in the graveyard in Holland, and I was just walking through an all-Canadian graveyard, and you don't hear them speaking, but you hear their story. Mm-hmm. And you understand. So, yeah, it's, don't let it, like, be, only because they've deceased or went on, don't let that die.
That was Douglas Duff, the president at the Royal Canadian Legion in Trenton, talking about how people can look for ways to show their respect for our fallen veterans. Ontario's Progressive Conservative government says its fall economic statement will focus on efforts to balance the books. Government House Leader Paul Calandra says the key fiscal update that will be delivered on Wednesday will highlight the work to eliminate a projected $10.3 billion deficit.
The overall approach is still going to be the same, jobs and economic growth and a return to balance.
Last month, Finance Minister Rod Phillips tried to ease concerns the statement would include cuts similar to those in the government's fall update last year. Protesters at the Port of Vancouver, Washington, are blocking a shipment of pipeline meant for the Trans Mountain Pipeline expansion project. COIN reports Tuesday morning at least five people climbed up and chained themselves on the dock where the shipment is to be loaded off of. There were people in the surrounding water as well, rallying behind the climbers to stop this project. They say is jeopardizing a livable future for everyone on this planet. Local law enforcement and the Coast Guard were monitoring the situation. The Trans Mountain Pipeline carries crude oil from the Alberta tar sands to the British Columbia coast for export. The expansion project would add a second parallel line that would nearly triple the system's capacity. The European Union has voiced regret at the U.S. government's decision to pull out of the Paris Climate Agreement and expressed hopes that one of the world's biggest CO2 emitters will backpedal on its decision and rejoin. European Commission spokeswoman Mina Andreeva says that the 28-member bloc will continue working with various U.S.-based entities and stakeholders who remain committed to the deal.
We stand by the Paris Agreement even if the U.S. does, because it is the most important international agreement on climate change. It is global and unites the world in addressing the pressing challenges of climate change.
Nearly 200 nations signed the landmark 2015 climate deal to keep global warming below 2 degrees Celsius by the end of the century, with each country providing its own goals for reducing emissions of greenhouse gases. That's QNET News on 91X to 406. Sports is next.
I keep spending so much on groceries. I try not to, but it just keeps adding up.
Go to Mark's No Frills. They always have the lowest prices.
For all the grocery items you need and the brands you want, including No Name and President's Choice, all at the lowest price, it's Mark's No Frills. Watch for the weekly flyer featuring even more specials at Mark's already low prices. And collect points on your PC Plus card to use just like cash. Mark's No Frills, Bell Boulevard, our prices won't be beat.
It was a powerful thing for our family to witness. A blind woman stumbles into an eye hospital in Kenya and a few days later walks out to see her world.
Our family supports Operation Eyesight, a charitable organization that restores sight and helps prevent blindness in South Asia and Africa.
Our donation of $1 a day is enough to restore the sight of a blind person every month.
Visit OperationEyesight.ca. Are we making a difference? Just ask Chiku.
Because of me, she can see.
In sports, the Belleville Senators will join the NHL and other American Hockey League teams this month in wearing lavender jerseys to support the Hockey Fights Cancer Initiative. The Senators will wear the jerseys for two home games against the Bridgeport Sound Tigers and the Milwaukee Admirals. All proceeds from the games will be given to the Wheels of Hope program, which gives rides to cancer patients who need help getting to and from medical appointments. The Senators will also be raising money for the program by holding fundraisers throughout November, including auctioning off game-worn jerseys. Fred Van Vliet and the Toronto Raptors host the Sacramento Kings tomorrow night. Van Vliet is averaging 37.8 minutes per game as a starter for the Raptors, 10 minutes more per game than he did coming off Toronto's bench last season. The Raptors are coming off a 115-105 loss in Milwaukee. Atlanta Hawks forward John Collins has been suspended for 25 games without pay for a violation of the NBA's anti-drug program after testing positive for a growth hormone. The NBA said Collins tested positive for peptide 2. Collins is Atlanta's leading rebounder and second leading scorer. Former Browns safety Jermaine Whitehead has apologized for his alarming post-game social media rant. Whitehead was cut by Cleveland on Monday after he posted several threatening messages on Twitter following Sunday's 24-19 loss in Denver. On his Instagram page, the 26-year-old player said his behavior was out of character for him and that he was deeply regretful. Whitehead said he was frustrated by the way he played, adding that although he had a broken hand, that is no excuse for his actions. Whitehead said he apologized to anyone who he offended. In one of his posts, he threatened a former NFL player and used a derogatory racial term. The Jacksonville Jaguars are going with quarterback Nick Foles over rookie sensation Gardner Minshew. Coach Doug Marone says Foles is ready to return from a broken left collarbone and will start next week at Indianapolis. Foles was injured in the team's season-opening loss. Minshew replaced him and went 4-4 as the starter. Send us your team or league scores. Email qnetnewsdesk@gmail.com. The forecast for Belleville. Tonight, a few clouds. Wind southwest, 30 kilometers an hour, gusting to 50, becoming light late this evening. Low minus 1. Wind chill minus 6 overnight. Tomorrow, mainly sunny. Increasing cloudiness early in the afternoon. Wind becoming southwest, 20 kilometers an hour, gusting to 40 late in the morning. High plus 4. Wind chill minus 6. At 410, it's 8 degrees. QNET News, on the air on 91X and online at qnetnews.ca. Remember to follow us on Twitter and like us on Facebook. I'm Olivia Waldriff, QNET News, news on 91X, next at 5.